This man-made recreational lake was created at the behest of Queen Caroline of Ansbach, wife to King George II, in 1730. Caroline was the spearhead for a total renovation of Hyde Park and Kensington Gardens, and most of what you see here today is down to her. The River Westbourne, which flows from Hampstead to the Thames, once passed straight through this park. Caroline ordered it dammed up, and a man-made lake made from the waters of both that and the Tyburn Brook that once flowed here. Although these days the water is now pumped in from the Thames. The beautiful lake has a surface area of 40 acres, with a maximum depth of 17 feet, or 5.2 meters, and it was named the Serpentine after its snake-like curving shape. It comes from here, in Hyde Park, before bending and moving into Kensington Gardens. At the time of construction, most artificial lakes were built long and straight, so the Serpentine was considered strange, having purposefully been designed to look natural, a feature that was soon imitated in parks and gardens throughout the country. Previously, it was the focal point of national celebrations. In 1814, there was a recreation of the British victory at Trafalgar, carried out on the water, as part of a huge celebration carried out commemorating 100 years of Hanoverian rule. The Crystal Palace was erected on the shore, and parts of the Great Exhibition were held here. And more recently, it was the location of the 1977 Silver Jubilee celebrations, as well as a venue for the Summer Olympics. The Serpentine was created not only to be beautiful, but also provide a location for leisure activities such as boating and later swimming. In 2012, during the London Olympics, it was the venue for the men and women's triathlon and marathon swimming events. It's actually home to Britain's oldest swimming club, the Serpentine Swimming Club. Members swim here between 5:30 and 9:30 a.m. every day of the year, including their famous dive every Christmas morning. Their lido, a designated portion of the Serpentine, is open to the public in the warmer months, meaning you too can swim here. Or, if you'd prefer to keep dry, you can rent a rowboat or a pedalo to take you out onto the water from April to October. When the path you're on eventually splits into two, take the right fork up toward the bridge you see ahead of you. You'll see a small building just opposite on the other side of the street. This is your next stop. Either play the clip from where you're standing or cross the street to get a better view. The choice is yours.